The Library of Congress today unveiled its latest acquisition, the archives of legendary folklorist Alan Lomax. Lomax's career spanned much of the 20th century. He devoted his life to recording and writing about folk music. Early on, he did it for the Library of Congress, and today the library announced that it has acquired the rest of his work. Historians and curators there are excited, in part because they don't know exactly what they've got. But they did share a few items with reporters, including NPR's Felix Contreras.
To get an idea of how big the new collection will be, think of Alan Lomax's life in two parts. The first part started in 1933, when he was 18 years old. He hit the road with his father, John Lomax, for their first recording expedition under the auspices of the Library of Congress. Over the course of their travels, they recorded Lead Belly and Muddy Waters. They put microphones in front of field workers, church singers, convicts, and three little sisters from Louisiana. Alan Lomax's relationship with the Library of Congress lasted until 1942, when he left his position as head of the Archive of American Folk Song. The second part of his life lasted from then until his death in 2002, and it's this part that has just wound up at the Library of Congress. Lomax continued to travel the U.S., and he turned his attention and his microphones on folk cultures of the Caribbean and Europe, including this Italian longshoreman and his group, recorded in Genoa in 1954. This was among the 5,000 hours of recordings unveiled today. There are also 400,000 feet of motion picture film, thousands of videotapes, books, and journals, hundreds of photos and negatives, and a treasure trove of written materials such as correspondence, field notes, and manuscripts.
Alan was a man who absolutely had an ear for excellence.
Peggy Bulger is the director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, where the Alan Lomax collection will be housed. She says after he left the library in 1942, he never stopped recording.
It didn't matter what the genre of music was, whether it was blues or bluegrass or shape note singing, spirituals, whatever, he was able to really pick out the best singers in the community, and then he would spend days and days finding just the right elements in order to record the music. And he continued that throughout his entire life, which is why the materials are so important.
Alan Lomax once said he spent his whole life saying goodbye to people, like these two gentlemen playing a tin whistle and dancing in their kitchen in Ireland. Lomax's sister, Bess Lomax Hawes, says her brother would have been pleased about today's announcement, but he might have said goodbye right after the press conference.
He would be seeing all the things that ought to be done next. Very hard to keep Alan in the present. He always wanted to move into the next step.
The driving force behind Alan Lomax's lifetime of collecting was a philosophy that folklore, music, and stories are windows into the human condition. His goal was to create a public platform for that expression, as well as an educational framework to understand it, as he told Fresh Air's Terry Gross in a 1990 interview.
I saw that the job of the folklorist was to make a bridge between people who had no voice and the big world of communication, run with a recording machine and record, and to encourage other people to do it and to publish the results, because this was the way that people could learn that other folks were out there just as interesting as they were.
The Library of Congress will now begin the enormous task of cataloging and eventually digitizing large portions of the Alan Lomax collection. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.